At North Point Executive Suites, we provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. And technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rates without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Our service is second to none. Visit our privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Call us at 678-242-5200 or visit northpointexecutivesuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and my partner, Mike Salmon, is feeling a little under the weather today, and we'll wish him the best and hope he comes back strong next time. But want to welcome everybody to the Roswell Infinity Studios here in Alpharetta. And we have another great lineup of guests. And we will be speaking with Jack Barabee with Zenergist Technologies, Dr. Jyotir Jani, he's with Piedmont Physicians at Johns Creek, and Chris Lamort with WebChimpy. But before we get to our great guest, I want to remind everyone we are in the Roswell Infinity Studios here at North Point Executive Suites, and Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service, and they are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter. And with that, I'd like to turn to our first guest, Jack Barabee. Jack is with Zenergist Technologies. Hey, Jack, welcome.
John, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Yeah. So, Zenergist Technologies, I'm glad I don't have to spell that. So, tell our audience what Zenergist Technologies is all about.
So, Zenergist Technologies is about providing sales tools to the real estate industry. Technology has been a challenge for the industry at best, both on the broker and the consumer side. And so one of the things we're trying to do is we're trying to make the process easier by making a simplified tool set that brokers and agents can use to conduct easier real estate transactions and to interface with their consumers in a little friendlier manner than what's available today.
Maybe one way to talk about what you offer real estate agents is the problems that you solve for the industry. Talk about that.
Yeah. So, in the business today, real estate agents are struggling with a lot of different tools that they have to use to do their job, whether it's a CRM type application, some sort of transaction collaboration tool, electronic signatures, et cetera. And what's available in the marketplace generally creates a situation where agents have to subscribe to five or six different tools and spend a few hundred dollars a month. So the National Association of Realtors says that in their mind, what's preventing widespread adoption of technology in the industry is ease of use and price. So we're focused on those two things. We've built an end-to-end solution that allows agents to use just one tool, and it really focuses on the core components of what they need to be using, as opposed to a lot of additional features that may drive off a not necessarily technical real estate agent. I often compare it to like Excel. Everyone's used Excel at some point in their life. They're aware that Excel has a lot of features that are pretty advanced. But the average user uses Excel for maybe a half a dozen things. Likewise, in real estate technology, you can buy a pretty high-end CRM system that has a lot of features, but the average agent really only needs to be using four or five features. So we've put those four or five features in the product so the agent spends time using the product and moving on to their next task instead of getting bogged down in the technology side of things.
Yeah, and part of the issue, I would think, for real estate agents is that a sales-oriented personality, they're only going to use so many features anyway, right? I mean, they're really not analytical for the most part, right?
Well, demographically speaking, real estate agents are not. However, there's a big swing of millennial type people getting into the real estate business, and that creates this demand, if you will, because consumers are more technological than they ever were, you know, a lot in part due to tools like Zillow and Realtor.com, where consumers are going to websites and finding a home. Well, then they expect the buying process to be as easy as it was to find the home. So you've got a mix of, we'll call it, more seasoned real estate agents who've been doing this a while and trust their old written methodologies to go about doing things. But then you've got the newer millennials that are all about the Facebook and the Twitter and things like that, and they want to work digitally with their consumers.
That sounds great, Jack. Barabee is with Zenergist Technologies. Yep. So I'm going to keep getting that right, hopefully. Okay. But let's back up for a second, Jack. I mean, talk about your background. You're a relatively new company. Talk about your background, how you discovered this problem, what's your motivation for getting this company going?
Yeah, so prior to 2000, I worked as a consultant for one of the big five consulting firms, and my background is mostly in business process, you know, trying to find more efficient ways for businesses to operate. And since about 2001, I've been working on various startups focusing on business process. A couple of those startups were in the real estate space. So Zenergist is really kind of an accumulation of knowledge in dealing with brokerages and agents and their issues. And how can we take those discoveries and put them into a product that really solves a real problem for agents and brokers? And then it also benefits the consumer.
You talked about all the different features that you have that you've really combined into one platform, so a real estate agent doesn't have to go hunting down all these different solutions. Talk about specifically what some of those are and what you see as the key components of your platform.
Yeah, so a lot of agents are focused pretty heavily on how do they generate leads? How do they get business? And there's a blue million tools out there for them to generate leads. Where agents oftentimes have a challenge is, how do I get all those leads into one place so I don't lose the leads, take the best advantage of those leads, and then turn them into closed deals? So we focus on aggregating leads in a single tool. That way they know all their leads are in one place. And then how do they nurture those leads? When the lead becomes a contact, or excuse me, becomes a client, how do they collaborate with that client and manage the real estate process? And then provide helpful expected tools like digital signature, cloud storage, drip marketing, some of those things in one end-to-end solution. So they don't have to worry about jumping in and out of different systems and perhaps losing data or losing contacts.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I would think part of your, we know that real estate agents move around from sometimes agency to agency.
That's right.
So it sounds like, so one of the things you provide for real estate agents is really control of their data, right? So they're not captive to the agency they're currently in. And if they move, they've got a big problem.
Yeah, well, an interesting problem we've really focused on solving is the fact that the real estate industry is a fairly transient business. And at the end of the day, the deals really belong to the brokerages.
Sure.
Right? I mean, the legal liability rests with the broker. However, there's this constant battle, if you will, between who do the leads belong to and who do the contacts belong to. And to give you a great example, nationally speaking, only about 12% of agents in any given brokerage adopt the tools that are provided to them by their brokerage, because there's this high level of fear of what's going to happen if I leave this brokerage. Are they going to go and steal my relationships from me?
Sure.
So we've focused really heavily on making sure that we're protecting both sides of the party in the deal. So if the agent leaves, think of it as like Facebook, right? If an agent goes to another brokerage, a simple friend request enables the broker to see all the deals that are relevant to that broker. When they leave, you know, they unfriend them.
Yeah, that makes sense. So tell us about some of the maybe success stories that you hear from your clients, a success story or two.
One thing that I haven't mentioned is we're partially owned by the National Association of Realtors. And what that does for us is it opens the door and gives us kind of a feather of credibility. And so what I spend a lot of my time doing is going to associations of realtors and speaking to, you know, several thousand agents at a time. And what I hear from them is that, wow, it would be nice if a tool like what you're describing actually existed. And so then when we unveil our tool to them, and then in most cases we say, hey, by the way, you get this for free due to your association affiliation. Most of the feedback we get is, well, can you give me more? Can you give me more? Can you give me more? And then that's where, of course, our business model kicks in, and we hope that they'll become nice, loyal, paying customers over time.
So it sounds like you ask a trick question. Hey, would you get on a platform if I could show you what this does? And people say yes, and then you unveil it for them.
Yeah, and it's not really a trick question in that 50% of realtors in the United States only do a deal or two a year. Mm-hmm. And so we've set our product up to give everybody a free version of our product. Agents that only do a deal or two a year, they'll never have to pay for technology because we reset their product for them each year. But the agents that want more advanced features or do more deals and put more demands on our system and our support environment, then we charge them, you know, fees for their product going forward.
But it sounds like the real estate agent that is in that 50% that's really active, they've got a real incentive for your product because you're making them more productive and they can make more sales, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, again, the average agent spending $200 or $300 a month on technology, we're knocking that down to $49 for our product, and we're giving them one system to mess around with. Also, agents spend about 42% of their time on what we kind of call non-revenue generating tasks. You know, it's running here, running there, stuff that's not really directly related to making a dollar. We think we can cut that back a lot, which then they can take that time and repurpose it for things like getting more clients or spending more time with their current clients and, you know, kind of furthering their opportunities to make more money.
Now, Jack, one thing you mentioned in the notes you gave us on your company is the consumer dashboard and how that improves transparency. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we have a first of its kind dashboard in that one of the rubs that's often exists between consumers and agents is the consumer wants to know, what is the agent doing for this big commission check that they get, right? And then where do they keep all their documents? How do they communicate with one another? If they call their agent and can't reach them on the telephone, there's frustration that builds. So we've built a web portal of sorts that enables the agent to share everything that's going on within the deal with the consumer. So the consumer gets real-time updates as the transaction tasks are knocked off, but also it allows a place where the consumer can keep all of their real estate transaction documents and even collaborate with other parties to the deal, the mortgage person, the inspector, the bug guy, you know, all this other stuff. So it's a nice little central hub that also lives beyond the transaction. So the consumer has a place where they can always come back and see everything related to buying or selling their home and continue to communicate with all those parties post-transaction.
That's really a great point because people don't really see, the consumer really doesn't see all the things that a real estate agent does to make transactions happen,
right.
And they don't really appreciate that necessarily. And so you're giving them a window into that, and that really helps that real estate agent justify the fee they get at the end of the day,
yeah,
right?
Preserving their value, we like to call it.
That's great stuff. We're speaking with Jack Barabee, and Jack is with Zenergist Technologies. So, Jack, you're an Alpharetta company.
That's right.
Talk about why you chose Alpharetta to base your startup in.
Well, you know, we've had two other companies that were Alpharetta-based, and when we kicked this one off, we started, you know, working down in the city of Atlanta. Our offices were down at Georgia Tech, and it just seemed like there wasn't that local comfort, that local feel of being involved in the business community. Atlanta's a big city. And ever since David Belisle has been elected mayor of Alpharetta, I think they've done some pretty exciting things to focus on technology businesses, but startups and building environments. So now we office over at the Alpharetta Technology Commission Innovation Center. And that's a great place for us to brainstorm and share ideas with other startups and have access to people that we might get lost in the shuffle down in Atlanta.
Wow, that was a paid announcement on about for Alpharetta. That was great stuff. No, seriously, it's great to hear that.
Yeah,
So tell us what's next for Zenergist. Tell us.
Well, we're on our track to get 100,000 users in our environment. So we're spending the next year and a half, trying to get to that 100,000 user mark and see if we can continue to evolve our product and make some real positive changes for the real estate industry.
That's great stuff. So Jack, for those that are interested, their interest has been piqued. Mm-hmm. Tell them how to be in touch.
Zenergist.com, Zenergist.com. That's the easiest way. There's a contact form, telephone numbers, and a lot of information about what we do.
That sounds great. Jack Barabee with Zenergist Technologies. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, John.
I want to remind everyone that North Point Executive Suites, where we have our Business Radio X Studios, provides office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. With flexible terms and technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none, so visit their privately owned locations in Alpharetta, Duluth, or their new location in Midtown and see for yourself. Visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success. So with that, we will turn to Dr. Jotir Jani. Dr. Jani, welcome.
Thank you, John. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks for being with us. And you are with Piedmont Physicians at Johns Creek. So talk a little bit about the Piedmont office you have at Johns Creek and what you're doing there.
Sure. So our Piedmont office at Johns Creek has been open now for approximately 9 months. There's a group of four physicians there, three family physicians and one internist. And we service a full range primary care, children, women, adults of all ages. We also have a physician in Dr. Zarandi who is sports medicine trained. And so we have same day appointments available, and we're here to service the community of, we're kind of Johns Creek, Suwannee, kind of Alpharetta. We're in a location that's kind of probably, if you took it as a wheel, probably the hub of the wheel. So we're probably surrounded by at least six counties, I think, something like that. So we have a lot of access.
Yeah, so you're right in the heart of Johns Creek.
Yes, exactly.
Right? So why don't you tell everybody where that is?
Sure. So it's located right on Johns Creek Parkway, 4375 Johns Creek Parkway, very close to a lot of the major shopping district and kind of where that there's a small mini mall near there.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right in the center of Johns Creek. So so let's get to advice. Okay. So
sure.
So because I think when we have physicians on, people want to know want tips. So what can people do to maintain good health or improve their health?
Sure. So, I mean, part of the main goal of what we do in primary care is prevention. So I think the biggest message that I would like to send across is that many of these common diseases and things that none of us want to develop in the future, such as strokes and heart attack and cancer, are largely preventable if caught early. Or if patients who may be at risk for those things based on their habits and lifestyle come in a timely manner to be seen and evaluated. So I think the best thing that folks can do is really schedule that office visit, get in for your routine physicals so that a lot of those things can be discussed with your primary care doctor.
I can hear some of our listeners saying, and I might be one of those myself, is, okay, Dr. Jani, thanks for that advice, but I'm a busy professional. How am I going to really keep up with all the things I need to keep up with to maintain good health? Help me fit this into my busy schedule.
Sure. So what we do at Piedmont Physicians at Johns Creek is that one of the advantages that we have is we have availability. And so we can do same day appointments. In fact, if necessary, we can even do same hour appointments to be able to make sure that we meet the needs of the community. We're a practice that's building. So at this point in time, we don't have weekend hours, but that is very well subject to change depending on the demand. So we're here to cater to the community. And we have had, fortunately, business professionals who work in different areas around our office who have literally just stopped in for an hour, gotten their physical, and gone back to work. So we're here to make it work for the patients and meet their needs.
We're speaking with Dr. Jotir Jani, and Dr. Jani is with Piedmont Physicians at Johns Creek. So those that haven't been to the doctor's office in a while, and they haven't been because, hey, I'm in great health, right? So why should they come in to visit you?
Sure. So part of the issue with that is that a lot of times patients are unaware of some of the conditions that they may potentially have or may be potentially at risk for. And the only way some of those things get found out is if they actually come in and get evaluated. A common example of a symptom or a condition is hypertension. So the most common symptom of hypertension is no symptom. Most people don't have headaches. They're not having chest pain. They feel just fine. But they could be walking around with blood pressures of 180 over 100 and they don't know it. If they come in and they can get evaluated, then we can intervene. We can partner with them to discuss different lifestyle changes, things that they can do, things that we can do to help them get proper testing done, potentially catch a life-threatening problem early and prevent it.
Now, and part of this has to do with people actually scheduling and making their annual physical appointments, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So somebody wants to come to Piedmont for an annual physical, what can they expect from you?
Sure. So before I get to that, I just want to mention that one of the other advantages that we have at Piedmont is that you can schedule these visits in multiple different ways. You can schedule them through online scheduling just by going to the website. You can, of course, schedule the traditional way by calling individual offices and specifically our office. There's different methods and methodologies out there, and Piedmont's constantly working on different ways to get people that access so that they can do it conveniently on the move, as is now commonplace. But the things that they can do when they come in, what traditionally happens in a physical is that we will go over their history. We'll go over risk factors such as family history for a condition such as cancer or heart disease or stroke and diabetes. We will check their height, their weight, go through an assessment of what their expectations are of their healthcare goals, really work with them to try to, you know, figure out how do we proceed further. So it's more of a collaborative approach. And part of it also includes urine testing, blood testing, specifically sugar, cholesterol, and of course, we'll check the blood pressure.
Yeah, and I know that you're not an insurance expert, and I'm not either, but I know in some cases for health insurance that these annual physicals are part of what the health insurance company provides. So it's not really necessarily money out of pocket for those that take advantage of it, depending on what your plan is. So all the more reason to take advantage of that annual visit, right?
Yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, in most cases, I can't think of a situation where if someone had insurance that their insurance does not cover an annual physical or what's often referred to as a wellness visit. And if anything, many employers nowadays are promoting it, and you actually make money if you get them done because employers are giving you a discount on your monthly premiums and things of that nature. So,
which my wife reminds me of every year. So,
fantastic.
Yeah. So, again, we're speaking with Dr. Jotir Jani, and Dr. Jani is with Piedmont Physicians at Johns Creek. So, talk about specific screenings that men and women should have every year beyond the annual physical.
A lot of those screenings are dependent on, of course, the gender, whether it's a man or woman, their age, as well as, again, individual risk factors that they may have. Above certain age groups, there are certain strict recommendations, but we try to individualize the different screenings that are recommended, from immunizations to mammography when it comes to women, and then colonoscopies in men and women, traditionally over the age of 50 for the majority of the population without exceptions. So the list is actually quite long, and it's very much dependent on, again, those factors that I mentioned.
That's terrific. So if there's one message you really want to get out to our listeners today, what would that be?
Well, really, it's prevention. In our busy lives nowadays, a lot of us have many things we're all juggling, from family to work to career to vacations, you name it. We're just trying to manage life. And we put our health kind of on the back burner. And granted, I'm biased being a physician. I see this on a regular basis. I cannot emphasize the importance of prevention. If we're able to see people early, catch potential disease in its infancy, or even better, actually impact an individual's lifestyle that prevents disease, you can have a dramatic impact. I'm just going to share one example. I'll never forget, I treated a patient, a gentleman who's, probably 80 pounds overweight, was on 7 medications, diabetic, hypertensive, heart disease. And he came in for a physical or a routine visit, and we discussed a lot of his risk factors and how important it was for him to lose weight. And I explained to him, and I think it was the first time he had heard that his diabetes doesn't have to be irreversible, that if he made the dramatic changes in his lifestyle from diet, weight loss, exercise, all of that, that he could potentially be on a lot less medicine. And next thing I know, I didn't see the guy for probably 15 months, and he showed up and he was literally 60, 70 pounds. He no longer had diabetes, and he went from 7 medications down to possibly 1 or 2. Again, we see these success stories, and it's very hard to communicate that sometimes to folks.
Sure.
I see the 20-year-old who started picking up a cigarette, then I see him at 50 starting to develop some emphysema, and then I see him at 80 with oxygen. So I get to see that within a given week or a day. But it's hard to communicate that sometimes to the 20-year-old unless he comes in that, look, you've really got to stop that habit. So,
now, part of that, though, I have to slip in one more question about you personally, because,
sure.
See, I heard from your staff that you had a terrific bedside manner. You deal great with patients. So you need to tell our listeners a little bit about you.
Well, I appreciate that. a shout out to
my
staff.
Were bragging on
you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. I think overall, I've grown up in the Midwest. Actually, I just moved to Georgia about 9 months ago. So this is a new adventure for me, but I really like it here so far.
Doesn't it feel better here?
Definitely. The weather is fantastic. It was 7 degrees on Christmas. I can't ask for better. So no, I mean, overall, I look at dealing with patients as if I'm dealing with my own family. I often get patients asking me that if I was your mother, your wife, your daughter, how would you treat them? And so I think as long as you treat people with the same level of care that you expect, I think things work out well. I'm very easily approachable. I always tell patients they can share anything with me and they can challenge me if they disagree or they're not sure or they read something on the internet. By all means, you know, I'm here to answer those questions. So I just think it's keeping an open mind and partnering with people as opposed to saying that there's only one solution or one way to manage their health.
Well, we've been speaking with Dr. Jotir Jani, and Dr. Jani's with Piedmont Physicians at Johns Creek. Dr. Jani, for those that are interested, would like to get more information or be in contact with your office, how do they do that?
So they can go to our website, which is piedmont.org, and schedule visits that way, or they can contact our office and schedule visits that way.
And so the phone number, you want to give the phone number for the office? Or do you want me to give it for you? 678-506-7115. And let's remind everybody that the office is at 4375 Johns Creek Parkway, Suite 320, which is right near the intersection of Peachtree Parkway and McGinnis Ferry, right?
So that's exactly right.
Yeah, right behind that major intersection. So very right. Convenient, as you mentioned.
Yes.
So Dr. Jani, thanks again for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Thank you. So I want to remind everyone that Ferratech is a presenting sponsor of North Fulton Business Radio, and Ferratech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies and offering outstanding customer service. Ferratech offers a 100% guarantee on all Ferratech products, so you know that we stand behind our quality. For more information, visit ferratech.com. That's FARRATECH.com. Ferratech, great people, remarkable service. We appreciate Maria and all the great folks at Ferratech for their support of North Fulton Business Radio. So our final guest today is Chris Lamorte, and Chris is with WebChimpy. Chris, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So WebChimpy, what? Tell us about Web. Something tells me this is about monkeys and a web company. So fill in the blanks there, right?
Right. So WebChimpy, we're an internet marketing company. We specialize in marketing small businesses, helping them compete online in a space that's really, really competitive and kind of hard to get your message out. The monkey came from, we tried to make it so easy that a monkey could do it. So that's our mission, to make it simple for our customers.
That's great. So, and I hate to break this news to you, Chris, but there are a lot of web designers out there, a lot of web companies out there. What makes WebChimpy different?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really, really competitive space, but I like to think that I'm biased, but I like to think that we're on the higher end as far as the service that we provide. But what really makes us different are a couple of things. One is the fact that we target small businesses. Most of the really good companies out there try to get as much as they possibly can for their service. So if you have somebody that's a really great designer or a really great internet marketer, they'll typically charge as much as they possibly can get for their service. And because of that, you know, it's really valuable to have somebody that's a good internet marketer, obviously. So what we try to do is we try to make it affordable for small businesses, because a lot of times you have either a situation where they're either really affordable or they're high quality. There's not really much quality web designers and internet marketers that are actually affordable. So that's what we try to bridge that gap.
So you're trying to fill a space that you don't see a lot of competition in necessarily for the small business owner.
Correct. Yeah, I don't see a lot of internet marketing companies that are like, I want to target the small companies. Most of them want the bigger clients.
Sure. Sure. So be specific about the products and services that you offer. Obviously, you do web design, but talk a little bit more about some specifics around your offering.
Yeah. So web design is a really small part of what we do. It's like the first step. So the websites, what we do is where we really try to set ourselves apart is that, you know, I'm a small business owner. I know business pretty well. So we can actually help our customers build a website that will help grow their business, that will, when somebody visits their websites, it'll convert it into an actual lead, and then they can, you know, eventually a sale. But then the other part of that is getting people to find their website. Because having, you can have the best website ever, but if nobody can find it, it doesn't really do you any good. We do that through a few different ways. We do search engine optimization, which is making it easier for people to find you on Google. So if, say, you're a tree service that, you know, somebody searches in Tree Service Atlanta, that you'll be the first one to come up. Then there is social media marketing. That's good for some people. And also pay-per-click, Google AdWords, that kind of thing as well.
We're speaking with Chris Lamorte, and Chris is the owner of WebChimpy. Now, Chris, you mentioned before the show, OneSite. Talk about what is OneSite? How does it work for your clients?
Yeah, OneSite is, it's a brand new product we just started. And the whole purpose of it is it's targeting really small businesses, solopreneurs, like one or two people businesses. And basically what it does is, the point is to provide them an even more affordable option for people who just need to get online, need something that's professional and will actually do what they want it to do. It starts at $500 to get started. And I don't know, you know, how many times our listeners have been through the process, but usually if you hire somebody for $500 to build a website, it's usually not good. It's pretty bad. And the reason for that is because when you're doing something like that for $500, you can't afford to put much actual thought into it. So what you're paying for somebody to do for $500 is pretty much just to, for them to grab a template, take your content, take your logo, throw it in there and say it's good to go. That's about all that you have time for. Where OneSite comes in is, we have a software that we recently developed. It's our proprietary software that's kind of a modification of WordPress. And what it does is, we ask, basically, we'll send a questionnaire after somebody signs up for OneSite. We'll send it to them. They'll fill out the questionnaire. It's pretty conversational. They answer a bunch of questions about their business, some websites they like, and it'll actually generate a frame or a mock-up of their website. So all of the content will be in place, all of their logos will be in place, colors will be there, everything will be ready to go. So then after that, a designer actually steps in, and the designer will perfect it, will make, you know, do the creative part of it. So it allows the designer to focus on the creative end and the strategy part, rather than just throwing content into a template.
Well, that's pretty cool, but particularly for a really small business that's looking to save on costs, you've figured out a way to help them do that, but yet provide professional services for their website instead of just a do-it-yourself model, which who knows how that will come out, right?
Right.
Yeah. So talk about how you go about getting more business for your customers, because you said that really putting the website up is really only the first step in getting what you really want to get out of a new website, which is more business, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the best ways, or the most effective ways that our clients have had really great results with, is search engine optimization, especially in the long run. It's something that takes a few months to actually start working. But once you get there, the sky's the limit. We have a customer that they pay us $600 a month or $650 a month, and that's where they get all their business from. So some people might think, oh, that's pretty expensive, but, you know, he gets all of his business from it. The return on investment is times 20. So it's one of those things where a lot of people don't want to wait. You know, it'll be 3-6 months before it actually starts working for you. But then after that, once you do, like I said, I mean, it pays off big.
We're speaking with Chris Lamorte of WebChimpy. He's the owner of WebChimpy. And yeah, you went where I wanted to go, which is talk about some of your success stories and clients that really have had good results using you.
So the guy I just mentioned is called Nashville Golden Coin. I know he wouldn't have a problem with me saying his name, but
he'll like that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. But it's actually a Nashville golden coin, gold and silver coin dealer. And they were getting zero business. They were paying a company $400 a month, basically, for search engine optimization services, getting nothing from it, had been doing it for 9 months. Okay. And then one of the things we hear a lot from these customers is, well, I'm paying $350 a month right now, or $400 a month right now. Why is yours cheaper? Because ours starts at $650. And the big thing I say is, it's like, you know, what are you getting for your $350 a month? And it's usually nothing, honestly. That's what really helps. So he pays, you know, $200-$300 a month more than he was before. Suddenly it goes from getting no business to getting calls every single day. And if you look at if you Google search our website, you'll actually see reviews from customers like that, that'll share their success stories.
We'll ask this again, but give everybody your website now that you mentioned it.
It's webchimpy.com, spelled webchimpy.com.
So folks can go there to see the testimonials you mentioned. And I'm assuming that's a part of a website you recommend, by the way, that people put testimonials on their business on their website. Correct.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So you've talked about a price point for businesses that it seems pretty attractive. How are you able to do that? How do you keep your costs down such that you're able to provide the services that you provide and the results you give your clients?
A lot of it is software. The automation that we've done, pretty much we've been around for a little over a year. And then every single dollar that comes in, we've been investing into our software pretty much to make things more efficient, because I feel pretty confident that it'll pay off in the long run. And that's the biggest thing. And then our process is, we just try to keep things as efficient as possible, trying to make sure that, you know, when we do something for a customer, we ask ourselves, is this really necessary? Is this going to help grow their business? And that's the main thing that we try to focus on in order to keep our costs down.
So talk about, I guess, return on investment, because I think the typical business owner out there is really so cost conscious. Mm-hmm. And I just ask a question that it was cost conscious, but, what really they need to evaluate is the return on that particular expenditure, right? And that's really mm-hmm. what you're talking about.
Yeah, and that's another part of what really sets us apart, is that we actually help our clients determine that. We don't see a lot of companies, when they do search engine optimization, they'll say, okay, tell us what keywords you want to rank for, and then we'll help you rank for them. But for us, that's really the beginning, honestly. Our process goes something like, we sit down with them, we try to determine what keywords to target. We actually look at data to see what keywords are going to provide the best ROI. Then we help rank for those keywords. Then we try to attract people to click on those on their website listing when they search for their keywords. Then we try to convert their visitors into leads. And we'll actually come up with a plan, sitting down with them, saying, okay, what is your average customer spend with you? And then we basically do the math by figuring out, okay, what can we expect would be a reasonable conversion rate? How much traffic can we get by doing this? And we can actually come up with an estimate saying, okay, we can expect that you'll get X amount of dollars within 6 months as a result. Like, we'll actually set, you know, real goals, because that's the main reason. Nobody really wants their website just to rank on Google for just to look at it. You know, the whole point is business.
Sure. Imagine that, a business-oriented look at websites and how to evaluate them. It's a lot more than design, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, design's just the first part.
That's great stuff. So, Chris, for those that are interested, would like to be in touch, get more information on your services, tell them how to do that.
Yeah, you can go to our website at webchimpy.com, or you can give us a phone call. The phone number is 770-599-5053.
Chris Lamorte from WebChimpy. He's the owner of WebChimpy. Chris, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, well, I want to thank all our guests for being with us today. Not only Chris Lamorte from WebChimpy, but Dr. Jotir Jani with Piedmont Physicians Family Practice out here at Johns Creek, and also Jack Barraby. And Jack is with Zenagist Technologies. That's my last time to try that today, Jack, but he's giving me the thumbs up, so I must have done okay. Thanks to all three of you for being with us, and I want to remind everyone that North Fulton Business Radio comes to you live every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m., but if you're not able to join us on the live show, you can find us on iTunes or on our website available. Our shows are always available for download. Get on iTunes and give us a review if you would. We would really appreciate that. You can also find us on Facebook or on Twitter at North Fulton BRX. Did I get that right, Trey? So thank you, Trey Odom, our producer, and thank you again to our three guests. And we look forward to being here next week on another edition of North Fulton Business Radio.